Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio 50 or Locarno 70. Today I'm in company of Andrei Crețulescu, director of Charleston, screening here in the international competition. Welcome, Andrei.
Thank you.
So I pronounced your surname right, so you're happy?
I'm very happy.
So, I would like to ask you to briefly introduce your film. I want to hear it from your words.
Well, I like very much. I'm used to say that this is a film, it's a bizarre love triangle between two men and the woman they both lost. And I usually stop right here because I would love the viewers to come in not knowing exactly what to expect. So they wouldn't know if they should laugh, if they should cry, if they should, in my opinion, they should do both. So let's say it's a love story, but a really dark love story.
It would be reductive to talk too much about the plot of the film because you really don't know what to expect. I was like, okay, what is Andrei going to do after going to the... Because it's incredible, the dynamics between the two, but also like this mixture of genres. And but my second question is, why Charleston?
Well, Charleston is a dance, it's a very old dance, an American dance, and the number one rule is that you have to change partners during the dance. Hence, you know, the banter between them two and the woman they lost. And also, I love it because I don't have to translate it. So it's going to be Charleston everywhere, no need for translation. Works better.
Do they translate titles to Romania? Because in Italy they do it too much.
In Romania you're obligated by the law, so I'm trying to avoid that. So that's why I picked a title that would be the same everywhere in the world.
In Romania there's such thing as the realism, the neorealism, and I have to say that I was talking about that with my colleagues as well. I found a lot of Italy and Italian influences in your film. I mean, from the obvious Italian things such as the Fiat 500 to very intense and funny and dramatic scenes such as the dinner, for example, and that I really enjoyed. And I was like, okay, that's genius, because you could really analyze a family, a different family from the ones we see, but a family that we could all relate to. So I was wondering, is that correct, this thinking of Italian comedy, you know, our tradition, and how are you influenced by that?
You're absolutely correct. I kind of grew up with the French and Italian cinema of the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the Fiat 500, that was in the script from day one. I had no idea if I would be able to find that car, and we were lucky because the car that you see in the film is the only red 500 in Romania. Wow. The only one. We have four 500 in Romania. That's all. That one is black, one is white, one doesn't work, and the red one that we got for the film. So we were really, really lucky. And yes, I'm deeply influenced by the Italian cinema, and you can see that I've added that intermezzo with fine primo tempo, secondo tempo, and the whole look of the film, we added more grain than usual, than we do usual in Romania, because I wanted to feel and look like a 70s, 80s film, maybe from France, maybe from Italy.
What did you decide to tell this triangle story, this two people becoming, we can say, unite and under the same love for the same person? Why did you decide to have this story for your first feature film?
Well, actually, the angle that got me started for this story, it's the angle of the woman, because in my opinion, this is a woman who actually loves two men at the same time, and I have always wondered if it's possible, without being insane, without being, you know, just a regular human being that falls in love with two different people. And it's partly inspired by by my mother, who when I was very, very young, she left my father because she fell in love with another man. And then she came back and I asked her, okay, what happened? And she told me, well, it happens. I've fallen in love. So, okay, why are you back? I said, and she said, because I love your father too much. So in one way, that's the main starting point of me making this film. And that's why the main character, the main female character is called Ioana. Ioana was the name of my mother. And so the movie is dedicated to her.
Another thing that I liked a lot is that there's not even one character that resembles a stereotype. Nothing. They're all very nuanced and they're very different and not typical at all. Was that your intention? Did you base the character on people you knew so that they could be even more real?
Yes and yes. Many of them are based on people I know. The thing is that given the concept of the film, what you see, I mean, I have two main characters and they meet along the way a bunch of other characters who don't come back. So they have just one scene, maybe two, and that's it. So I had to make them as memorable as I could, because it's like it's structured like a road movie. Instead of driving and stopping in different towns, their journey is filled with rendezvous with different characters, and I kind of feel obligated to have to have them, you know, special and to make a strong impression.
And you made it very good.
You're too kind.
I really like the film, I told you. So good luck, Andrei Crețulescu, and thank you for being with us and talk about Charleston.
Thank you for having me here. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Locarno 70 for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.